There's a new Uncharted game coming out.
Uncharted?
Interesting.
Are Uncharted is like the Indiana Jones one?
Yeah, but this one has a girl in it.
Oh, sick.
No. Sick. Fuck no, dude.
That's right.
Stav,
it's canceled.
You should think more.
Yeah, actually, Stav wouldn't agree with me on that. He doesn't get on board with the alt-right stuff. He's all about, you know, he would say, a girl, maybe I could eat her pussy.
Hell yeah, yeah dude.
That's more his speed.
That's absolutely.
Yeah. Stav's all about eating pussy and then somehow pretending it's a type of feminism.
Woo!
Fuck. Hillary has a new book out where she blames Bernie Sanders for being unfuckable.
That's
how many true. Fucking books is this bitch gonna write?
Absolutely.
She's got like one every fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Damn.
That one book is just like, I owned slaves, chapter 7, and then to like put it out.
Yes.
It's funny how like nobody caught that for like a year.
They didn't catch that during the election.
No,
Donald
that
Trump
book came out in like 1996.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, it wasn't It Takes a Village, that was a different book?
No, it was I Own a Village.
I Own the
Yeah. It Takes a Village for me.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jake, have you read any of the Hillary Clinton books? You seem like you hate Hillary enough to read her books.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would hate read her books. The new one that everyone's pissed off about isn't out yet. So it's just that a screenshot of a page came out where she cited a Facebook post that was like, Bernie wants to give you a pony, and the pony is not realistic.
Remember?
And then Hillary's like, well, guys, maybe, like, no. And then it's very, like, very, it's retarded fucking Facebook post. It's
apparently,
remember those posts? It was like the blue background with the thing on the bottom. It was
yeah,
like the Hillary,
the Hillary
version
and
the
Bernie
version.
One, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then somebody, I forget who, they wrote that fucking like Medium post. It was in all capital letters, and it was like, that's your fucking point? Is that she's not cool? Seriously? Yeah, I'm fucking you. Using all caps because I don't give a shit anymore. You know, it's like girl power time. We yeah, need a
the gloves are off,
right?
Caps locks on.
Yeah,
smash
exactly.
Keyword.
And it's just so funny that those people didn't get it. It's like, no, the point isn't that she's not cool. It's that her whole campaign is centered around being cool, and
yeah.
It doesn't work.
Oh, no.
That was the whole fucking point, is that she's the cool mom, and so trust us, she's cool. That's why that fucking Onion article was so good, the one that was like, I'm fun, by Hillary Clinton. It's like, I am fun, I both enjoy having fun and producing fun.
Yeah, well, that's what she was all about, was like trying to brand herself to not talk about, you know, her actual policies, because there's shit that people don't fucking like.
Whatever, man,
have.
This shit's boring, who cares?
Yeah,
North Korea
point.
Has a hydrogen bomb they've tested in an underground cave. That's pretty cool. They
whatever, man, who
cave.
Cares?
Are you fielding phone calls right now, Adam?
No, I just silenced a phone call because we're
you.
On the podcast.
You phones away while we do the show.
Yeah, phones away.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No chewing gum.
Adam likes to look at gay porn on his phone while we're doing the
no,
show.
No, I don't.
Interesting.
Woo!
Yeah, I look at straight porn.
Me too.
Fava beans.
That's not straight porn, Sam. That's food.
No, it's not. It's straight porn.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
Yeah. So
North Korea's got a bomb.
They've got a bomb.
And Trump has been.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, it's cool. They just did a hydrogen bomb test, and Trump is now saying that he might put sanctions against any country that has any relations with them. And that
Woo!
That would include China and South Korea, I guess.
That bomb can only reach LA.
What does he have? South Korea is their enemy. North Korea doesn't have any bigger enemy than South Korea.
I don't Both get the how that works. I think that it's like a, you know, he didn't necessarily serve in Vietnam, but it's a very Vietnam style logic where he's like, you know, back when you're in the shit, okay, you couldn't tell the difference between Charlie and who was friendlies. You got to kill them all. You got to mow them all down.
And they're all named Charlie for some reason.
Yeah.
And they're all named Charlie.
American
I don't understand why.
Name.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, the Leroys are coming for us, you know.
What's that short for? Victor Charlie?
Charlie
Hebdo, I think.
Yeah.
There
is a new Charlie Hebdo that
this
dropped.
Is the story of
you
where
see that one?
Where Gook came from is so funny.
Where did that go from?
It's because like America, the word American in Vietnamese or something, or maybe it was Korea, was is like me Gook. So Korean people would say, me gook. And then the GIs would be like, okay, gook.
Damn. They were cavemen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn. I can't remember what languages. I asked somebody in high school and they were like, it's Hakwai and Bakwai are like white person in the N-word.
Didn't you say you went to school with like some Korean kid? Dude, his name was like suck my dick.
I a bunch of them. I went to Korean school with these two Chinese guys. They were identical twins and they were both named Dong. And no, they were both named Dung. And like they would, there was one of them was like real effeminate.
Teacher like, oh, I think I'm gonna butcher this. Shitty faggot. Yo, that's me. I'm shitty faggot. This is my twin brother. Shitty faggot.
And they were both.
We have same name.
They were both.
Am I saying it right? Are you sure? It's shitty faggot. Yeah, that's shit. That's my name.
Very
honorable. Shitty. Space
F-A-G-G-O-T.
Yeah, they were both super jacked and one of them was like real into fashion. They're also like, they would throw each other around like acrobats and shit, and one of them was like real shifty and like into gambling, and he would just like sidle up to you in the hallway and then throw down this mat that had like all these different farm animals faces on it.
What?
And then these dice, and you'd throw the dice down under a cup and throw dollars on the thing, and if you would put like dollars down, I'm like, I'm thinking I'm gonna get three pigs or three chickens or whatever. It was fucking
based
weird
on what their role was.
Yeah, but it was this insane like Chinese gambling system that I've since never seen.
Yeah, celestial gambling. So you just roll, you roll two ones and you go, slant eyes.
Box cars. Ugh, get to work.
Show me number seven. Rookie number seven.
Yeah, claps.
I've never played craps.
I used to deal it, and I don't really even remember how it fucking works.
I told somebody that craps was a fake game they made up for the movies because all the games in Vegas are copyrighted, so you can't shoot them without paying royalties to Vegas.
That's not true.
Yeah, of course it's not true.
What part of I told someone that? Okay.
God damn it, dude.
That's not true.
You're talking shit about Vegas.
That's
dude.
Not fucking true.
I've
got a tidbit.
I'm the
whatever, man.
Vegas,
this shit's boring. Who cares?
No, shut up.
Who wants to hear? Does anyone want to hear Adam tell a tidbit about Vegas?
No, fuck no, dude.
Thank that's rude. You.
I agree. Second stuff.
Woo.
Thank you, first off.
How many stops are there?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Oh, there's
nice,
too many stops.
Nice. Nice.
No.
They're replicating
right
up the room.
Right.
Very quickly. Fat.
This is gonna be super listenable.
What?
people are gonna love this.
Look, I'm getting into making music.
A cupcake and a candy bar,
and you should appreciate it.
Fava beans.
That's a hot track right there.
You've been in the stew.
I am, dude. I'm the next. I'm Stavex.
You lived in Vegas?
I grew up there.
Damn.
Yeah. His but parents like took a gamble. And they bet on not gay and they lost. The big gamble is figuring out how to make our son not gay.
I love how you make my
roll
dad
the dice.
You make my dad Steve Irwin.
Oi, Crikey, it's me. Adam's dead. Adam, I've got bad news. If you turn out gay, you're out of the family.
The family.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm dead. George, but Bill Clinton. I'm Bill Clinton.
Dad, it's me, Adam.
I'm 5 years old and I'm gay.
Adam, it's me, your gay son, Adam.
Wow, that's really good, Nick.
I guarantee you, I will stop being gay by the time I turn 30.
Yeah, I did not have sex with that woman because I'm gay. I have sex with men.
I have never had sex
Al Gore
with any woman ever.
Because I'm guy. Because I'm guy.
She said her name was Monica Lewinsky, and I said, "Is there any way you could introduce me to a Montel Lewinsky, a Jewish black man? I'm trying to suck a Lenny Kravitz style dick. That's me, 14-year-old Adam Friedland, and I guarantee you, I will." I will be straight by the time I turn 32 years old. I promise.
Hell woo. Yeah.